The Channel Islands Marine and Wildlife Institute says that for more than a week now, there have been increased reports of sea lions sick from the effect of domoic acid toxicosis, or DA.
Typically, you know, you might see one or two a week, or worst case scenario, one or two a day. But we're seeing anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 a day, depending on the region.
That's Sam Dover with the Channel Islands Marine and Wildlife Institute, who says the sea lions affected by DA often wind up stranded on a beach, unable to move.
They tend to be delirious, comatose, having seizures.
If you see a sea lion like that, Dover says you should take care not to get too close.
Any wild animal can be dangerous, especially one that weighs 200 to 300 pounds. When they're in their comatose state, we do have a problem with people coming up to them and taking pictures and petting them. But if that animal snaps out of that, they can do a lot of damage to both you and your pet.
The Channel Islands Marine and Wildlife Institute rescued 62 starving or stranded sea lion pups just last month. Andy Vasoyan, KCLU News.